I stand alone, beneath the stars. The entire sky ignites into flame, as if a new sun is being born. People shriek and scatter, but I stand there unable to move, unable to breathe. Then I see the tree, darker than a shadow against the flaming sky. Its burning branches writhe like deadly serpents. They reach for me. The fiery branches come closer. I try to escape, but my legs are made of stone. My face is burning. I hide my eyes. I scream. My face is burning. I awoke. Perspiration stung my eyes. Straw from my palate scratched against my face. Blinking, I drew a deep breath and wiped my face with my hands. They felt cool against my cheeks. Stretching my arms, I felt again that pain between my shoulder blades, still there. I wished it would go away. Why should it still bother me now, more than 5 years since the day I had washed ashore? The wounds to my head had long since healed, though I still remembered nothing of my life before being thrown on the rocks. So why should this wound last so much longer? I shrugged. Like so much else, I would never know. I started to stuff some loose straw back into the pallet when my fingers uncovered an ant, dragging the body of a worm several times its size. I watched, almost laughing, as the ant tried to climb straight up the miniature mountain of straw. It could have easily gone around one side or another, but no. Some mysterious motive drove it to try, spill over backward, try again, and spill again. For several minutes, I watched this repeating performance. At last, I took pity on the little fellow. I reached for one of its legs, then realized that it might twist off, especially if the ant struggled. So I picked up the worm instead. Just as I expected, the ant clung to it, kicking frantically. I carried the ant and its prize up and over the straw, dropping them gently on the other side. To my surprise, when I released my hold on the worm, so did the ant. It turned toward me, waving its tiny antennae wildly. I caught the distinct feeling that I was being scolded. "My apologies," I whispered through my grin. The ant scolded me for a few more seconds, then it bit into the worm and started to drag the heavy load away, to its home. My grin faded. Where could I find my own home? I would drag behind me this whole pallet, this whole hut, if necessary, if only I knew where to go. Turning to the open window above my head, I saw the full moon glowing as bright as a pot of molten silver. Moonlight poured through the window and through the gaps in the thatched roof, painting the interior of the hut with its gleaming brush. For a moment, the moonlight nearly disguised the poverty of the room, covering the earthen floor with a sheath of silver, the rough clay walls with sparkles of light, the still sleeping form in the corner, with the glow of an angel. Yet I knew that it was all an illusion, no more real than my dream. The floor was just dirt, the bed just straw, the dwelling just a hovel made of twigs bound with clay. The covered pen for the geese next door had been constructed with more care. I knew, for I sometimes hid myself in there, when the honking and hissing of geese sounded more to my liking than the howling and chattering of people. The pen stayed warmer than this hut in February, and drier in May. Even if I did not deserve any better than the geese, no one could doubt that Branwen did. I watched her sleeping form, her breathing, so subtle that it hardly lifted her woolen blanket, seemed calm and peaceful. Alas, I knew better. While peace might visit her in sleep, it escaped her in waking life.